Hello and welcome to Westmead Libraries podcast. My name is Caroline Barry. Well, we are at the beginning of May. It's a very important time of the year in the Irish calendar. So May Day has many festivals and traditions associated with it. It is considered an extremely liminal time of the year where the influences from the other world can be felt. So we have the festival of Bealtaine or Beltane, meaning bright fire. So we have fire festivals around this time of year. There's also the tradition of picking flowers. I know when I lived in Kerry, they picked flowers, and on May Day, they placed the flowers on the windowsills and over the doors of houses to protect them from the she or the magical folk. So the May festival, or the Bealtaine, where you'd light fires, has been associated with numerous traditions, but particularly this was the time of year when cattle would be put out to pasture. And as a form of protection from and against the otherworldly forces, the farmers would drive the herds of cows between the two bonfires in the belief that this would purify the herd and also bring it luck. So you could have witches and fairies would be very active, you see, during this period. And there's a number of actions that the person at home had to take to look after the home and look after the livestock. So milk could be poured across the threshold of a house or a bar to prevent entry of the wee folk. Or cattle could be driven to the nearest ring fort. And this is rather gruesome. A tiny bit of blood could be spilt just to appease the spirits. There was also the Mayflowers, which I mentioned earlier, but you have primrose, gorse or hawthorn blossoms that were gathered before dawn and placed in bundles on doorposts to ward off evil. And sprigs of rowan or hawthorn could also be placed over the byre or even across the horns of the cow to prevent milk thieves. So it's a very special time of year. And here in Westmead Libraries, we have lots of events on to celebrate Bealtaine. Well, because we have so many things on to celebrate Bealtaine, I'm going to, in this podcast, I'm going to list the more unusual events that we're running this month and direct you to our website for our regular events. So we do regular toddler groups, mum and baby groups. We have regular story times, book clubs, we have regular breastfeeding support groups, we have Alzheimer's support groups or support groups for those who have mental challenges. We also run regular advice on your device. So any of those regular groups, I'm going to direct you now to our website and you can find out more information about them, when they're on, at what library, and what day would suit you. So the website that you will find all that information on is www.westmeathculture.ie. And we're starting off May really focusing on health and well-being. So over in Mullingar Library, there's a mindfulness session taking place on the 1st of May with Margaret, and that's going to happen at 10:30 a.m. and it'll last for an hour until 11:30 a.m. So if you're interested in exploring mindfulness, you can book your place by going online. And Margaret will be doing another session on the 9th of May. So you have two sessions that you can choose from there to explore mindfulness. On the 7th of May, over in Moat Library at noon, reflexologist and beautician Veronica Dunn will be there to give a talk on skin and foot care. So any questions you might have for Veronica, have them prepared and I'm sure she can answer them on the day. So that should be very interesting. And then in Quebecan Library on the 7th of May, also at noon, there will be a chair yoga session. So for those of you who wish to explore mobility and to explore supported yoga postures, come along to that class. Now you do have to book online and register to come to that, but just go online to www.westmeathculture.ie to do that. So with the next event, we're definitely moving away from mindfulness and yoga. Over in Athlone Library on the 7th of May, there is a Warhammer Night. So this is a war game and it's become regular now. It happens every 3 weeks. So currently over in the library, they're playing Combat Patrol and 500 point games of Warhammer with a Blood Bowl available as well. Beginners are welcome. And the library here, according to my notes, we can supply an army if needed and show you Warhammer, Kill Team or Battletech. And if there's any other game that you'd like to play, reach out and we'll see if we can find you an opponent. So Warhammer is suitable for the ages of 16 and over. It is free, but registration is required. So that's on the 7th of May, Athlone Library, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Now, I must say, I would really love to go to the next event. It is happening on the 8th of May at 11 a.m. in the morning until 12 noon, and it is a Mullingar Library singing session. So if you enjoy singing for fun to celebrate Bealtaine, why not join them over there in Mullingar Library for a group singing session on Wednesday, May 8th. It's an adult event and places are limited, so booking is required, but it should be fantastic fun. This next Bealtaine event that takes place over in Athlone Library just sounds very, very special. It is called The Boy Amongst Sparrows, and the event takes place on the 8th of May at 3 p.m. to 4:30, and it is to celebrate the work of John Ennis. So John Ennis is a remarkable Irish poet, and this year he celebrates his 80th birthday, and in a unique event as part of the All-Ireland Drama Festival, it's a fringe festival, a number of the poets and actors will read in celebration of John Ennis and his contribution to poetry in Ireland. So that sounds just gorgeous. And it's called The Boy Among Sparrows. Everybody is welcome to attend that, and that's taking place in Athlone Library at 3 p.m. And I can see here by my notes they're saying you can phone the library or you can email the library if you just want to book a place for yourself. Over in Athlone Library on the 9th of May, there's a new group starting, and they're going to start meeting regularly on the second Thursday of every month. And that is a French conversation group. So if you want to improve your spoken French, come along to Athlone Library on the 9th of May from 6:30 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. and speak French with other people who are interested in speaking French. You don't need to register for this, just all are welcome who are interested in conversational French. Over in Athlone Library on the 14th of May, at 6:30 p.m. there's going to be a launch of an exhibition. The artist Mimi Siri will be there, and so will retired librarian and historian Garrod O'Brien. They're going to open the exhibition, and the title of the exhibition is I'll Put a Stone on Your Cairn. So artworks in this exhibition were created by participants from the local community in response to an art and heritage workshop delivered at the former Athlone Workhouse on Abbey Road. And on the evening of the opening, both Mimi and Garrod will be speaking about how and why the project came about, and also the importance of acknowledging the past and current times, and of course exploring future developments. They wanted to extend an open call to anybody who may have had families or acquaintances who had connections to the Athlone Workhouse. Now, you can talk to them on the evening, or you could contact Mimi before that. Any information or any stories that you might have, they would really appreciate. There will also be a short performance of poetry about the workhouse by Chrissy Keane. And this exhibition coincides with the National Famine Commemoration Week on the run-up to Commemoration Day on Sunday, the 19th of May. So you're very welcome to attend. And if you have any other inquiries about it, contact Mimi at mimi.siri, so it's spelled mimi.siri@gmail.com. And this particular project was supported by Westmeath County Council and Creative Ireland. So you don't need to register to go along to that launch. Sounds like a fabulous evening. 14th of May, 6:30 to 7:30 in Athlone Library. On the 16th of May, also in Athlone Library, there's a heartfulness meditation. And that is a free session, and it's taking place in the library, and you can book online or at the library desk. And that's going to take place at 7 p.m. in the evening until 8 p.m. Now, I must say, I would really love to do the next workshop. I love wearing jewellery, and this is a felt jewellery making workshop, and it's taking place in Moath Library. It's over a 2-week period, so join the Maggie Dolan over in Moat on Friday the 17th and Friday the 24th of May at 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. and she's going to show you how to make jewellery using felt. So this Bealtaine program has been funded by Creative Ireland. Now, spaces are limited, as you could well imagine. So do sign up for it. It's at www.westmeathculture.ie. Go on there and book your place. Now, still staying over in Moat Library, on the morning of the 21st of May at 11:30 a.m. For about an hour, there's going to be a morning of memories with Kathleen. So Kathleen's going to go down a trip down memory lane. She's going to share some old photographs, and they're absolutely delighted to announce over in Moat Library that a local musician called Mary Meaney will also be joining in with the group, and that there'll be a lovely sing-along. So isn't that wonderful? So that's on the 21st of May and in Moat Library. And here on the 21st of May in Cadbegan Library, Manus, the librarian here, is going to give a local history talk. And that's going to take place at 3 p.m. So for any of you who are interested in local history, he's going to look at the land war in Westmeath. And this local history talk is about murder and mayhem in Westmeath in 1871. So 150 years ago. A secret group of activists fought against evictions using threats, intimidation, and even bullets. Politicians in London spoke of Westmeath like it was a war zone, menaced by pirates and assassins. So that's a fantastic blurb there that would really get you hooked. So that's in Cadbegan Library on May 21st at 3 p.m. So if you are interested in flower arranging and you have lots of jam jars, we have the perfect workshop for you. It's going to take place in Castle Pollard Library. It's a Bealtaine flower arranging in jam jars workshop, and it is taking place at 5:30 p.m. on the 23rd of May until 7:30 p.m. So Anna Brown, who is the owner of Big Sky Flowers, she will be in Castle Pollard Library, and she will teach you how to turn your old jam jars into a colourful display for your flowers. So to book for this event, go on to www.westmeathculture.ie. And of course, the event is free. Still in Castle Pollard Library, there is on the 24th of May at 10 a.m. in the morning for 2 hours until noon, there is a sharing and reading of poetry event. So that's only a fantastic event. I've done them before in Castle Pollard Library. I've been present at some of them, and they are just wonderful. So celebrate Bealtaine in Castle Pollard Library with the sharing and reading of poetry. It's going to be hosted by PD Lyons. Bring along a poem that you like. It could be one of your own, or it could be somebody else's, or even song lyrics from a favourite song. People are free to read them aloud or have somebody else read them if they would prefer. So that event, you do need to register for it, so go online and register. And remember, it's happening on the 24th of May over in Castle Pollard at 10 a.m. in the morning. A few days later, on the 28th of May, over in Moat Library, there's going to be a cookery demonstration. And that's going to be given by Chef Mary. And Chef Mary at Moat Library, she's going to be there at 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. And she's going to demonstrate how to make brown bread and a classic sponge. So everybody is welcome to that event. That sounds so tasty. Now, on the same day as Mary's breaking bread there over in Moat Library, we here in Cadbegan Library are very lucky. We are going to have the writer Jean Farrell and her sister over, and that's going to be at 3 p.m. on Tuesday the 28th of May. So Jean writes for the Westmead Independent. She does a weekly column. And in this kind of afternoon with Jean and her sister, she's looking at memories and melodies. And Jean reads some of her most popular articles. And her sister, who's a very good singer, she's going to sing some well-known songs that are linked to those articles. So it sounds like an absolutely fantastic way to spend the afternoon. Places are limited, so go online and book your place to listen to Jean Farrell and her sister as they explore memories and melodies. On the 30th of May, over in Mullingar Library at 6 p.m. in the evening until 7:30 p.m, there's going to be a cooking demonstration with Fiona Egan from Clohan Farm and Cookery School. And again, this is all part of our Bealtaine celebration. For her cooking demo, Fiona will focus on cooking for one or two people. She'll also focus on freezer-friendly recipes, as well as cooking and preparing food with limited mobility. She will also focus on salt and sugar reduction, ideas for anyone trying to watch their fluid intake, and recipes to promote independent and social living without compromising on nutritional values, and above all, have fun and enjoy cooking. So this is a free event, but you still need to book and go online to do that. So that is at www.westmeathculture.ie. Well, as you can see, we have an absolutely jam-packed programme of events to celebrate Bealtaine here in Westmeath Libraries. We have been funded by Creative Ireland, so we're very grateful. And that means that we can have so many wonderful artists and florists and cooks to enliven our programme. If you have missed any of the events, if you've missed any of the details, just go online to www.westmeathculture.ie, browse through and see what you'd like to book in for. Well, that's all for me, Caroline Barry, and I look forward to talking to you again in June. So have a lovely May. Enjoy Bealtaine.